certainly across the Northwest, we have huge long delays in people accessing emergency medical services. And indeed, last week on the 9th, I know that the ambulance services got a communication that they were not to bring patients to Sligo unless they were completely unstable or were in a very serious situation, and that they were to divert them to other hospitals in the region, Mayo, Portiuncla, Letterkenny, other hospitals were mentioned that they should go to because Sligo was absolutely packed full and they couldn't take any more. So, you know, it is a difficult situation for people out there, particularly if they have a cardiac arrest or a major accident or something, and they need to get to a hospital. And many people know that Sligo is under such pressure, and it causes huge difficulties and distress for families and so many patients out there who are waiting very long periods of time to try and see medical staff in the hospital. And sometimes, you know, I spoke to a man last week and he was the whole night waiting in the hospital until the next day, and was fortunately he wasn't too bad. He was able to get home again the next day. But, you know, this is an experience that very, very many people have had.
Do you find the timing of this statement interesting, given the fact that we're about to head into notoriously busy months for emergency departments right across the region and indeed across the country?
It is. It's you know, just coming to the time of year when we're going to have a lot of people. Obviously, colds and flus and all of those things are coming in, and indeed COVID has been mentioned as well as doing the rounds again. So, you know, for people who are vulnerable and who have to go to hospital, the emergency department is where they're always sent. Even people with mental health issues are sent to the emergency department, and very little capacity to cope with them. And it's coming into a time of year where it's clearly going to get much, much busier. And those hospitals, and everyone hears all the time on national media, but Limerick being one of the really serious areas, but also the Northwest and Sligo has got an awful lot of problems in dealing with patients and getting enough services in place for people. There are some improvements. You know, I know management are working very hard to try and make things better. I know that, for instance, the theatre, the orthopaedic theatre, which the roof was leaking for a long time and people couldn't go, for somebody went in with a broken hip or whatever, they were often sent to another hospital or they weren't able to provide services. That has been fixed now, and I know that there's two or three skylights to go in this week, and then it's up and all going again and fully functional. So that's positive. But like everything else, you know, it's an old building. There's a lot of parts of it that need a lot more work, and the facilities aren't there to provide the kind of service that people need. But staffing is one of the major issues as well that is simply deplorable when it comes to the Northwest.